Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jennifer Olberg. I'm calling to check if this is the company I'm going through because I have no clue about this day, and it's the third person I've talked to so far today.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who's this? Hi.
This is Jennifer Olberg calling with William Watson for Home Helper, and I was just trying to figure out what am I doing wrong for I keep getting all these messages and stuff. They're all from all sorts of people, and I've not gotten paid yet.
So you work for UR8 and
For what?
UR8, do you work for the home care?
Yeah, home helper.
And you didn't get paid.
No.
That's really bad. So you actually called Deluxe Home Care. Maybe you want to
That's what they
switch
said
to
that we were
us.
going to. Huh?
What? Maybe you just want to switch to us because we actually do pay on time and we pay it maybe a little bit higher rate, you know. Maybe you
Okay,
switch. Maybe you take your patient and
as
you
long as
switch
they
over
can.
to us, and your problems might be solved, you know.
I don't know. I just like to get to the bottom of it and figure it out, and still sitting here 6 months later.
So that's why I asked. Maybe you just want to avoid this problem, then just switch to us together with your patient, you know.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for who we're going through right now. That's fine, I guess. If it's going to be like, because it takes them 3 months to get them the assessment, and I don't know, like it just keeps on getting drug out.
So it won't take very long. I don't think so. In between you could just work for them and then in between the process
And
then
then
you
will you
just
guys give
work.
me other people to see too?
What?
Will y'all give me other people to see besides just the person that picked me and brought me into the career
What do you mean other
field?
people? You need a different
Like,
patient?
yeah, will you give me like different patients I don't know?
No. So you if you
Oh.
want if you want you can bring along your old patient. Like we can switch him if he wants. Or
Okay.
you can just have a different friend or family member that you know and just bring just have them, you know, have them you can call in with their information and we can
Okay.
just help them, you know.
Well, I guess then we probably need to find out if it's insurance covers or goes. Is
Medicaid. You work
insurance
through
good for
Medicaid.
you?
If they have Medicaid, then
Okay.
everything can work.
Okay, yes. You have Medicaid, right, Bill? Yeah, he has Medicaid and Medicare. Okay, yes.
Okay, so he is your patient right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe ask him if he wants to switch to Deluxe Home Care, and maybe
Working
we
at
can
Home
just do
Helper.
this switch.
I'm trying to see where to pay it for being a home helper.
How much do you earn now per hour?
I don't know. I think she said 13 something.
13?
That's what she said, I thought.
No, we pay about 16.
16?
16 an hour,
Okay,
yeah.
that's nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. So maybe
Okay,
we can
so
ask Bill if he wants to do the switch.
Bill,
And
can we do this company? This is
or
a different
deluxe.
deluxe again.
Or
The
deluxe.
deluxe. Yeah, deluxe. For the home helper, for me working here. Hello?
Yeah.
Bill? Is
What?
that all right? No classes. Okay, yes, that's fine.
He doesn't want?
Yeah, he does. He said that's fine. He just don't want to go to no classes.
Okay, so we can do it right now, actually, the switch. Like we can
All right.
just hold on a moment, let me see. What is the patient's name?
William Watson, WILLIAM Watson, WATSON.
TSON. Okay. Let me just check his Medicaid here. Okay. What is his date of birth?
1-2-1958. Yes,
1958.
that's it.
Okay. And let me just put in his name just to check his status. So you said William Watson, right? Okay.
Yes, William Watson.
Okay, is the address 139 East Short Avenue, Independence, Missouri?
No, that's where we started off at. Since then, I did the move for him and all of those stuff. We live at 912 South Nolan Road.
Okay, what is the zip code where you live right now?
64050.
64050. Okay, and what's the right. county name?
Jackson.
Jackson County, okay. Okay. We do service this county, so let me just see. Okay. So the point of contact is his number or your number?
This is my phone number that I called from.
Right, so do you want the point of contact to be his phone number or your phone number?
It doesn't matter, either one. Probably mine is better so that I can hear it.
Okay.
Once I get your number saved in, I have the number saved in or send a text message.
913-340-0458, right?
Correct.
Okay, what is his phone number?
816-879-1904.
879-1904?
1904.
Okay. Okay. So what is the new address? Just give it to me.
912 South Nolan Road.
South what?
Yes. South Nolan, N-O-L.
N-O-L.
A-N-D.
A-N-D?
Nolan, yeah.
Okay. Nolan Road, right?
Yes.
Jackson County, you said, okay. Okay, and the zip code is... What is the zip code? 630?
64050.
64050, okay. And what is your name, the caregiver name?
Jennifer Olberg.
Okay, just let me write it down. Jennifer... And what is the last name, Olberg?
Yes, U-L-B-E-R-G.
U-L-B-B-R-G?
Yeah.
R-G, okay. 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 Okay, how many hours do you want to work for him?
Is 13 hours a day.
13 hours a day?
59 of them maybe a week, is that right?
50 hours a week, you said?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, let me just write it there. Okay. Just give me a moment.
13 times 7, 13 hours a day, 7 a week is 91. But she said I was supposed to be able to have one day off in 3 hours occasionally.
You know what? What I want to do is I'm not going to write in the hours because, like, afterwards we have the state coming down and they just evaluate how many hours the patient needs. So they're all going to decide, okay? And,
all right.
Yeah, they might ask the patient, so I think I just want to write. Just 1 second. Thank you. Which home care were you from before?
I started off going through Freedom Care, where it originated.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, I was with Deluxe, but I guess it wasn't this Deluxe, maybe? I don't know.
We're Deluxe, yeah. Yeah, we're very amazing.
She said it was, but I'm not.
Okay.
This has orientation that my phone call dropped and was at the laundromat whenever it happened. This is 11/4 of 2025.
Is what?
So I've been working in around since then.
Mhm. Okay. Just hold
but
on.
But really, I moved in with him on September 20th.
Mhm. Okay. Just hold on. What is the patient's social security number?
Bill, she needs your social security number. William?
Yes?
495-66-6153. You won't use it for anything other than this purpose, correct?
Okay, let me see. 495-66-6153.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
666-153. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, what we're going to do next is we're going to connect you to the state. It might take like 5 minutes, or 5 to 10 minutes till you get connected. And they're going to ask you just a few questions. What we're going to have to answer is basically like what you want to do is you're going to say you want to switch. They're going to ask you to which home care. So it's going to be Deluxe Home Care. I'm going to text you the information. And if they're going to ask you a phone number, I'm going to text you as well a phone number. You should be able to say the phone number of the home care. So your number is 913-340-0458?
Yes.
Okay, so. And you need as well.
And what?
You need as well the Medicaid ID, so I'm going to text him his Medicaid, text you his Medicaid ID.
All right, I might have that. Is it, you can text all that stuff.
I can text
it.
I have it here in the
system. Is it 02441476?
Yep, it is. 02441476. Okay. You just need to have that as well. Okay. So I'm giving you your phone number from Deluxe Home Care if they ask you. Okay. They might have to have him on the phone, so just be next to him, in case they need to have him answer some questions. Okay. I'm not sure if they will, but they might. Okay. Okay, so can I connect you right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Hell yeah. Put some in that one, is it?
Yeah.
All right,
exactly. Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Alicia. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
I'm calling for William Watson, and I are here together.
I am so sorry. You are cutting out, and I'm not able to make out what you're saying.
I was just calling. She had me on hold. I was waiting for her to get back with me. Let me know.
Again, you're very hard to hear. I heard that you're waiting for somebody to get back with you.
Yeah, she just said put me on hold.
Who am I don't know who I'm speaking with.
Jennifer Olberg.
Your name's Jennifer?
Yes.
And what's a good phone number in case we get disconnected?
913-340-0458.
And what is your relationship to the participant?
I'm not related technically.
So friend, like just a neighbor, what's your relationship?
He just met me September 20th, and I've been living with him ever since, pretty much. On and off, I guess, but I've been helping him through his move from studio to a one-bedroom apartment.
So do you consider yourself a friend?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is his name?
William Watson.
And his date of birth?
1/2/1958.
Okay, and I know you said you were on hold. I don't see where anybody was speaking with you in notes, so how can I help you today?
Okay, she's in a message saying, I tell you I want to switch to Deluxe Home Care, but I thought we were already with Deluxe, so I'd like to switch to you all's company.
Okay. And is he there where I can get permission to speak with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill?
What?
She wants permission to talk with me.
Do with what?
Permission to speak with me regarding the fair enough.
Hello.
Hello. Can you tell me your name and date of birth?
William Watson, January 2nd, 1958.
Thank you. And do I have permission to speak with Jennifer Brettfer about your care plan?
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here she is.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
So I do show that he was accepted by Deluxe, and that care plan started on February the 4th. So his current provider is with Deluxe.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you?
And now let me call him the wrong number, the wrong code. For clocking in.
I'm so sorry. You were cutting out there. What was that?
I was wondering if I had been giving the wrong code ID or something whenever I call the clock in because I've got no pay and it's been 6 months.
Yep. You would have to call the provider agency to see what's going on. And if they're not able to help you, I can give you the Division of Labor Standards phone number if you would like.
Okay. That would be fine.
Okay. So the Division of Labor Standards phone number is 573-751-3403. So 573-751-3403.
Okay.
And if you are his caregiver, his current. If you are his caregiver, then right now his current provider agency that started on February 4th is Deluxe.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can do for you today?
Can you tell me what I've been doing wrong? So I don't need to do, he doesn't need to have another assessor or nothing like that?
So the only thing I do here in this office is set up his care plan and make sure we get him to a specialist if we need to make changes. Anything on your end with, like, your time clocking in and all that, you'll need to go get with your provider agency and see how they can assist you.
Isn't that y'all?
No, the provider agency is Deluxe.
Okay, and you are?
We're Home and Community-Based Services. We're the one who set up his care plan to have a provider agency, so we approve it through the state.
All right. And then the last number is the number, this number, though, right?
No, Deluxe's phone number is 314-501-2500.
Okay.
And then the number I gave you earlier, that's the labor standards phone number. So if you're having problems getting paid and you're not getting any resolution, you would call that number.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you were cutting out there, ma'am.
Yes, I'm just verifying that the labor standards is the one that I want to call for my pay, clocking in and out, and then for the deluxe, I would call them and contact them regarding his plan.
So the labor standards is what you call if you're not getting paid and you believe it's like incorrect. You would call them because they're the Department of Labor Standards. If you're needing help about clocking in and out, then you need to get with the provider agency to see what portal they're using because I don't see that portion of it. So you would need to get with them and to see what they need to do. Okay?
Okay. All right. And that's the last number that you gave me, the 314.
The 314 is Deluxe's phone number, and hold on 1 second. I'm going to make sure I don't have it.
There's a 298-5655 as well. We are.
One moment.
There's an Epion code. I think that's what you mean. Huh?
Did you say his EIN code?
Epion code, or maybe the number that you have me calling to clock in right now is 888-206-9276.
Yeah, I'm not able to help you with that. One moment. Yeah, anything through the EVV, so the electronic stuff, you're going to have to give the provider a call, and they'll be able to assist you, okay?
All right, that's fine.
All right, have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Mary, what's up?
What's up?